Well, we've all heard that having a glass of red wine is good for you. Same with a piece of dark chocolate or some berries. That's because they all contain resveratrol, an antioxidant that researchers have said increases your lifespan by performing all kinds of wonders in the body. Well, some new research from Johns Hopkins University finds resveratrol might not be doing much at all. Richard Semba joins us now from San Diego. His research appears in the latest issue of JAMA Internal Medicine. Dr. Semba, welcome.
Thank you.
So you found that there are no benefits from resveratrol?
Our study looked at natural sources of resveratrol in the diet, and we found no association between dietary intake of resveratrol and health outcomes such as heart disease and cancer and lifespan.
So how do you square that with other studies that have found the opposite?
Well, no one has ever looked at this in a large population of humans before. So the data are rather limited right now.
What do you mean by that? You mean that people have been looking at what resveratrol does in mice, for example?
Exactly, in mice and cell models. But there's more limited data from humans. And this is why we undertook this large study of nearly 800 people in Italy.
Well, tell us more about how you did your study.
We followed a group of people in Italy. Right now they're in their 15th year of follow-up. This is people that live in the Chianti region of Italy, right outside of Florence. And we measured resveratrol levels in their urine, which reflects their resveratrol intake. And that the sources of resveratrol in their diet are mostly red wine and chocolate. And we found no association between high resveratrol levels and these outcomes I spoke of.
And I assume in the Chianti region, they're drinking a lot of Chianti.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that's been brought up is not in Italy, but in France, is the idea that people in France who have lower incident of heart disease also consume a lot of wine and eat a lot of saturated fats. And that's one of the reasons why scientists for a long time have thought that there is something about that red wine, or I guess you would also find this in chocolate or berries, that is causing people to live longer.
Yeah, perhaps this type of study should be repeated in France.
Well, so if Americans are sitting down to dinner tonight with a glass of red wine, you're saying what? Enjoy it, but it's not going to do anything for you.
No, I would say don't eat chocolate and drink red wine because of the resveratrol. You should do it because you enjoy it, and it enhances your life.
What about people who take supplements of resveratrol? Because one of the things that you found is that in the amount that most humans would be able to consume resveratrol, you're not going to have any effect. But maybe those studies that were done in mice, the mice are getting a lot more resveratrol, and that would have an effect. So if you're having supplements, could you supplement your way to good health?
Well, I think the jury is still out on that. So far, the data from these clinical trials are conflicting and inconclusive. And there are other ongoing trials, and we'll just have to see what these results show.
Dr. Richard Semba, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and the lead researcher in a new study on whether these compounds in red wine and dark chocolate actually increase lifespan. We'll link you to his research at hereandnow.org. Dr. Semba, thanks so much.
Thank you.